Last week, I wished all of you a Happy New Year as we began a new liturgical year with the season of Advent. The message last week was to stay awake. I spoke about how we cannot stay physically awake all the time, but we can stay spiritually awake always. Primarily through this most perfect prayer of the Mass. This Mass is how we practice staying awake spiritually. Today, on this second Sunday of Advent, we have what I call John the Baptist Sunday. Second Sunday of Advent always introduces John the Baptist. And that's why Mark's gospel is symbolized in the lion. We recall how each gospel has a symbol. Matthew has the symbol of the human because he begins his gospel with the genealogy, such and such as the father of such and such as the father of such and such, the human line. We're going to hear that on Christmas. Luke has as his symbol the ox, because he begins his gospel with introducing Zechariah, the priest. The priest of the Old Testament offers sacrifice, and you need a good ox for that. John is the eagle. He begins his gospel with the words, "In the beginning." And his theology soars above the other three. Mark is the lion, because he begins his gospel with John the Baptist roaring like a lion. And by the way, John the Baptist's courage, remember what he said, eventually made him lose his head. So John the Baptist now announces the coming of Jesus. The church wants us, after we've settled into Advent for a bit, to reflect on what Advent is all about. And Advent is about the message John the Baptist roared. What is the message he roared like a lion? That Jesus is the one, the Messiah. He roared that we ought to follow him and not John or anyone else. He roared that Jesus is divine and he has arrived. He is present among us. But more, John the Baptist roared that Jesus is the introduction of God's plan. And before a plan can be successfully seen, it has to be introduced. I like to say that Advent is where God's plan of salvation was introduced. Here's the plan. And then in Lent, we carry it out. In Advent, we reveal the plan. In Lent, God's plan of salvation is fulfilled. So from last week to this week, we kind of move from a season to celebrate now to a person to love. From a season to a relationship. If we don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, personally, we're spinning our wheels. We also need the courage to believe. Let's pray for the courage to believe, as John the Baptist roared, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, he is our Savior, and he has arrived. In the history of the Catholic Church, there are many organizations within parishes, within communities, that have unique charisms, organizations who have missions that live anew, how we love Jesus Christ, how we believe in Jesus as the Messiah. One such organization is the Organization of the Catholic Daughters of the Americas. The Catholic Daughters were founded in 1903. It makes them the oldest and the largest organization of Catholic women in the Americas. And their motto is unity and charity. They are united in their faith of Christ, as John the Baptist roared, and charity, extensions of our Lord to those who may be in pain, poverty, sorrow, or sickness. Over 70,000 Catholic daughters are in 1,150 courts. And the court of St. Catherine now is celebrating 100 years. The court of St. Catherine has served 100 years of the 114th year of your organization's existence. In fact, the court began on December 8th, 1917. We have today approximately 60 members at Mass. We have state officers, court officers, members, obviously their families who support them. I want to thank the Knights of Columbus Honor Guard for being here, always adding to the dignity of what we do liturgically. Also, Deacon Stockert is a past chaplain. He was your chaplain for 13 years, 10 months, and 21 days, he told me. He also indicated he may be open to being re-signed as your chaplain. But he's enjoying free agency, I think. I welcome as well Father Patrick behind me from St. Joseph's for being here for this Mass. We will have a supper tonight where recognitions will be voiced, where gratitude will be expressed. I look forward to being at that supper. But ladies, what struck me is that when we celebrate events like this, we need to feel fortunate that we're here to celebrate it. 100 years is a long time. Certainly fortunate to witness it. And I think there's a real privilege in you to be representing those who have gone before you at this moment. The Court of St. Catherine has reminded all of us of a deeper commitment to our parishes, to our Catholic faith, and to Christ. And I thank you for doing that and carrying it on. As we receive the Holy Eucharist today, we are grateful for this gift of the Catholic Church. And we're grateful of all of the unique charisms and the particular missions within it. The Catholic Daughters of the Americas is a great one among them. We pray for your continued existence, because your continued existence means that you continue to echo how John the Baptist roared like a lion. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus Christ is divine. He has arrived. Amen.